This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Google, play WFAN."
All right, TK and Tierney back on The Fan, 1-877-337-6666. So I just saw something during the commercial break here. I know it's early, and I've gone through this the last couple of years here, but somebody just posted some of the, you'll like this too, T, because this is a story that you and I have talked about over the years, right? So with 168 ballots already cast, which represents 42.9% of the ballots, right now, here's where we're tracking with some interesting names with baseball.
This is Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir. Big Poppy, who for some reason gets a little bit more of a... we know that A-Rod blatantly cheated, and we all strongly surmise that Clemens and Bonds did what they did. Ortiz, a little different.
Likability factor, man.
Big part of it. Everybody likes Big Poppy. Yep. Big gregarious figure, funny, great. Right. Okay, so he's at 83.9%.
83.9.
You need 75% to get it, as you well know.
How many percentage again?
That's a tick below 43%.
Okay. So,
so a little less than half.
He's trending.
He's trending properly.
Yep.
Where do you think Bonds is right now? Last year it was favorable, too. Keep that in mind. This tends to go down.
I'm going to say Bonds is 84.
No, 78, which to me is still a little bit high. And Clemens is in the same neighborhood at 76.8%. Which is interesting.
Which means they're both likely to miss out again.
No, which means they're both likely to get in if this trend continues. The problem is I don't think this trend will continue. So you've got 43% of the known ballots in. Ortiz obviously has a nice margin of error there.
Yeah.
Bonds and Clemens is a little bit more on the cut line. But how about this? A-Rod's at 41%. Manny Ramirez, 38%. You've got, there's no way. Curt Schilling's at 60%. I know we told everybody to get him off the ballot. I don't care what anybody thinks about Curt Schilling. Curt Schilling's a Hall of Famer. Stop the nonsense.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
But if you're calling for it the way he's been calling for it,
yeah,
like, don't put me in.
He did say that.
Then
maybe he's getting his wish.
Maybe he's getting his wish.
I hear you. Well, today's Martin Luther King Day. Knicks are getting ready to start up in a couple of minutes here. So I brought my little guy to work. He is a devout sports fan. Tiki's has met him many times, and he knows he's a good little sports fan. And when we came in today, so he's been sitting there like a well-behaved boy. He just turned 7 2 weeks ago.
3 hours.
You've been here 3 hours, I know. His name is Colt, and Gio and Boomer brought him in today, and he loved it. All right, buddy, rule number one in radio. Let me introduce you first before you start yapping. You sound like Daddy. Daddy likes to talk. You see where he gets it from?
I do.
Let me at least introduce you. Colt, how are you, buddy? Welcome to the show. Officially welcome to WFAN.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How you doing, Colt?
Talk to Uncle Tiki.
Yeah?
Good.
I see all those notes you're writing over there. what are you writing down?
I'm writing notes with the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the St. John's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who did St. John's beat yesterday?
Georgetown.
Yeah, we hate Georgetown.
Let me ask you, how difficult is it in your house for your mother, since she's a Cowboys fan today?
It's a little bit boring.
A little bit boring?
Yeah.
No, we were rooting for, we wanted to see Mommy happy last night.
I wanted to see the Cowboys.
Absolutely.
Was Daddy rooting for the Cowboys? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
I was.
See, look.
He said it on Friday.
He just got on me for being a fan of two teams in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And here is the biggest Jet fan that I know. And I know a lot of Jet fans.
That's right. We'll give the honor to Beningo out of respect. But
I know you better.
Yeah, I got you.
And you're rooting for the Cowboys?
Well, rooting... again, I want mommy to be happy.
Yeah,
I want my in-laws to be happy.
I get it.
And I have nothing. I don't like the 49ers. So why would I root against my wife?
Tactically rooting.
And I don't. And I don't like the Giants.
Why not?
You tell them, buddy. Tell them why not. Why don't you like the Giants?
Because the Giants stink.
Okay, the Jets stink too, but...
No, they don't.
Come on, defend yourself. He just said the Jets stink too. Come on, talk to him.
Oh, yeah. So, the Giants stink too.
Yeah, but you're a Cowboys fan.
No, I'm not.
He knows he's
not. I'm a little bit a Cowboys fan and a lot of Jets fan.
So he's a double fan too?
No, he's not really.
Stop trying to walk it back. I walked your son into agreeing with my principle.
Cole, don't make me look bad, buddy. Don't make daddy look bad. Because everything I just said for the last hour, you've been on the show for 2 minutes and you're making me look bad, buddy. Who's your favorite football team?
Jets.
That's it. Conversation's
Who's
over.
Your favorite Jet player?
Michael Carter, Elijah Moore, and Zach Wilson.
Nice.
Who's your favorite Nick?
Oof.
RJ Barrett.
Nice. Who's your second favorite Nick?
Quickly, I'm going to say.
He does. Ooh, he loves Quickly. When Quickly comes in a game.
Interesting.
He loves his hair. He loves the way he shoots. He always says, oh, there's Quickly. He always gets excited when she comes in. He does.
So, hockey?
Yeah. I'm going to say the Dallas Stars.
Oh, that's been fed from the in-laws a little bit.
So we'll let that one go. Not even a local one.
We'll let that slide.
We'll move on from baseball hockey.
I don't know. I don't really have a favorite hockey team, but my mom is a Dallas Star fan.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, I just want to root for that team.
So, by blood, you're kind of a Dallas Stars fan. All right, Yankees. Yankees?
Oh, let's hear them.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that, dude.
Tell me the Yankees.
Let's hear them.
Aaron Judge.
Yep. Okay.
Stanton.
Yep.
Gleyber Torres.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Gary Sanchez.
Yep.
Tyler Wayne.
Well, Tyler Wade's gone. Remember, Daddy told you that. I like Tyler Wade too. Who else? Who plays third base that has a really good glove?
Gio Urshela.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's our best
DJ.
Pitcher?
DJ. Yep. Garrett Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And so you went Garrett to a you went to a game last year, right?
Couple games.
And Garrett Cole was pitching.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
One of the games he did. Yeah. When we went with Mike Phillips, he was
so
pitching.
So the game you went to, who played the best in the game you went to?
Mm.
I'm going to say, when Garrett Cole pitched.
I think he had 11 strikeouts. I know. Garrett Cole was terrific.
Yes. Good.
So you weren't let down by one of your favorite players. That is what fandom is all about.
Exactly. That's what it's about. He knows.
Yep.
Ask him about St. John's.
Go ahead. You're St. John's, too.
Okay. Go ahead.
Who's your favorite St. John's player?
Julian Champagny.
Yep.
Point Soriano. Guard.
Soriano.
Dylan.
Yep. Dylan Wooster.
Posh Alexander.
Yep. Who's our head coach?
Mike Andelson.
And who's our old coach from back in the day that we love?
Luke Konosecki.
That's right, boy.
Wow.
I knew it, yeah.
Is this kid trained the what?
Yeah, no, you know more than I do.
That's right. All right. It's good. The Tiki and Colt show coming. They're going to phase me out very quick. I'm worried about this. Well, listen, Daddy's got to get back to work here, buddy. Outstanding debut on WFAN this morning.
Yep.
Do you like Uncle Boomer?
Yes.
He treated you well, right?
Uncle Boomer and Gio.
And Gio. You know, Boomer used to play for the Jets when Daddy was a little, you know, when Daddy was younger.
Yep.
Not that I was that young, but
yep.
He used to play quarterback for the Jets.
I heard because I was on the show.
I got you. All right, buddy. Well, listen, go and bother Dove and go sit there with Uncle Pete and have fun. Great job today, pal.
Hit the bottom one, Colt. The bottom one.
Oh, yeah. Turn the mic off. Love you, buddy. Good work today, pal.
Bye, guys.
Love you, man. Good job. There he is, 877-337-6666. I mean, you know, that's the best part about being a dad. Like, he's just so dialed into these games.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I couldn't imagine watching games without him now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So this is when I knew that hockey was going to be trouble for me.
When?
So I took AJ, when AJ was probably about Colt's age,
okay,
to a hockey game, to a Rangers game.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I barely know what I'm watching. Because I didn't grow up with hockey. I never skated. It wasn't in my sphere.
No, I understand.
At all. And so, but AJ wanted to go. So I took him to a hockey game, to a Rangers game. And he's asking me all these questions. Like, what's the guy? Why did he do that? You know, what does this mean? I'm like,
You don't have a single answer.
I have no answer.
Daddy, what's icing? I have no idea, son.
Sure.
What's a forecheck?
It's what they play
on. I have no idea, son.
He used his forearm to hit the guy.
You should know what top shelf means, though.
Yeah, I mean, all right. He figured those things
out.
Yeah,
those are pretty easy. I remember, that's sporting verbiage that transfers.
Yeah, I remember taking AJ.
And did he like it?
He loved it.
He probably would have loved it if Daddy knew a damn thing about the sport. He would have been all in.
He was dialed in because he wanted to know what every player did and why they were doing it. Uh-huh. And I have no answer.
I don't have many answers for him when it comes to hockey either. But I'm going to make sure he becomes at least on the most rudimentary level. I'm gonna introduce him to hockey. You know, we live in Jersey, so the easiest thing is to take him to a Devils game.
Yeah.
But I
and it's really close, too.
It's right there.
It's inexcusable not to go.
Well, we've been to the NJ Pac Center for, like, Daniel Tiger and some other things, too. But it's right there.
I know.
I mean, it's right. And I like the Prudential Center.
I do, too.
I like it for Seton Hall, St. John's. I like it for concerts. I mean, it's not the Garden for a concert, but it's a good building.
Yeah.
You know? So, should I make him a Rangers or an Islanders fan? Or is he going to... Some of his buddies are wearing Devils gear now in the Jersey suburbs.
He lives in Jersey.
But...
He lives in Jersey.
But he's taking Daddy's Brooklyn roots, man. I can't get Jersey stuff.
You going to take him into the city for a Rangers game?
No, probably not.
So
I take him to the city for St. John's games and eventually Knick games, and I go to the Bronx for the Yankees.
Yeah, but you call the St. John's games. I mean, he's like your little assistant.
He is, that's true.
When he's on the sideline. But if you're going to take him to games, and I'm just telling you because he's of his age.
Logistically,
it's easier just to go to Jersey.
But he's a mature, I mean, again, he just turned 7. He's a mature sports fan.
Yeah.
He can sit there. I don't have to worry about him saying, Daddy, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, when I want to leave, I admit, I wanted to leave the first Yankee game. I took him to like an inning early to beat traffic, and he was getting mad at me. This is what he was for. This is a couple years ago.
That's funny.
Like, dude, it's 101 degrees out.
Yeah.
This is right before I went to film Man versus Bear. And because I was going to be in Utah for 5 weeks, I wanted to take him to his first Yankee game. And we went, and just he and I was so hot. We got shut out that day. Can you imagine going to see the Yankees and actually getting shut out? And he got mad because we left early. I'm like, bud, this is what my dad
used
to do.
There was still a chance, BT.
That's true. Justin is in Valhalla, and Justin is on the fan. Tiki and Tierney, what's happening, Justin? How are you today?
Yo, man, I've been listening to you guys for a while, and it's about time you guys brought in an expert. That kid absolutely killed it. That was phenomenal. And I actually want his opinion, not your guys', on who he likes the rest of the way in the NFL playoffs.
All right, hold on a second. We'll get him in
Thanks,
here.
Cole, come on in here, buddy. Come on back
here, pal. Put down your hot chocolate. Wow, team, we're already getting pushed over here. Good God. Wow.
Is he going to know? We got to line up the game. We got to line up the game.
Well, that's true. So, Colton, we just got a caller.
Hi, guys.
Hey, buddy. And we just got a caller. And
Welcome back, Colton.
And he's that laugh kills me. It's like such a that's like a laugh.
I don't know if you're agreeing with me or you're just dismissing me.
It is a little bit of a dismissive grunt. So Colt, our last caller said that they respect your opinion so much that they wanted your opinion on the football games. So if we ask you tonight, first of all, we have the final wild card game.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Cardinals at the Rams. Rams are 3.5-point favorites.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to introduce the kid to sports, you got to introduce him the right way. So 3.5 points. Cardinals are getting 3.5.
Yep.
You know what? Tiki's right. Forget about point spreads. Who do you like to win the game, the Rams or the Cardinals? It's in L.A. The Rams are the home team. Who do you think is going to win?
Which kind of record?
The Rams have a slightly better record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty close. Both teams are pretty close, actually. Yep. I would say. Right.
I'm going to say
the Rams are 12-5, Colt.
Uh-huh.
And the Cardinals are 11-6.
Yep. So a game separates the two. Who do you like better, Rams or Cardinals?
I'm going to say the Rams.
You're going to say the Rams
because they're doing really good this season.
Really well, not really good. Do what Daddy does when you don't really know an answer. Just make something up. You know, like if you're not really sure, just make something up. That's what we do every day.
The adverb is well. The adjective is good.
Yes.
Got that?
Yes, Tiki's very smart. Very smart.
He thinks he's like, what the hell are you talking about?
No, he is smart.
Yeah,
Tiki's
what are you talking
smart.
About?
Oh, by the way, I meant to, Colt, tell Tiki. Or ask him what he wants to be when he gets older.
What do you want to be?
What do you want to be?
I know it's an athlete, but which one?
Go ahead.
I want to be a Yankee player.
Okay.
A St. John's.
That's college. You know that.
Well, yeah.
Remember the three things you told Daddy you want to be when you get older?
Yeah.
What are they?
A broadcaster, a Yankee player,
and
And a scientist.
Oh. And a scientist. Oh, now you're talking Tiki's.
Yeah, exactly.
Tiki was a real geek when you was growing
geeky
up.
With me now.
Geeky yeah. Tiki.
Tiki.
What do you mean growing up? I still am.
You are. All right, Cole, how about this one? This is next week now.
Yeah.
Bengals at the Titans. Now, no. Oh, let's see if he knows this. Who's the Bengals' best wide receiver? Who did Daddy draft on his fantasy team that you helped me draft?
Come on.
What's his name?
Jamar Chase.
Yeah, boy. This kid is okay. Locked in.
Come on.
All right, Colton. Here's the deal. Tennessee Titans are 12-5.
12-5.
They should be getting their top player back, Derrick Henry, who rushed for 2,000 yards last year. They're 12-5. The Bengals are 10-7. They struggled a little bit with the Raiders last weekend. Who do you like, the Tennessee Titans or the Cincinnati Bengals?
Mm-hmm. Got to pick one.
Tennessee Titans.
Smart. And you know why? Because the running game, Derrick Henry, they're better. I think Titans do win. I agree. Last one. You know what? We'll save the Niners for the Packers. You can tell Daddy and you can tell me, and I'll say it on the air. I think
Packers.
That's a good call.
Right away. Yeah.
He says, Dad, shut up. Let me make my picks, will you?
Thank you, Colton.
Well, I think Dan is in East Brunswick, says Colton's got to be a Devils fan. I mean, Dan, let's hear it, Dan. How are you today, Dan?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
We're good. You got to lay out the case. He can hear you, so lay out the case for the Devils.
Go ahead.
So I heard he's mom roots for the Stars.
Uh-huh.
You know what the history? The Devils beat the Stars in the 2000 Stanley Cup Finals.
Whoa. That's right.
I grew up a Devil fan. Great fans, passionate fan base. You live in the area. You can't root for the guys across the river. That's why they live across the river.
Interesting. So, Colt, he's saying that you should be a Devils fan.
No way.
You can't get down with that?
Strong, sort of.
You can't get down with the Devils? How about we take you to a game, Colt? How about we take you to a hockey game,
mm-hmm.
and then you can determine after that? Because the proof is pretty cool.
I think you should be open-minded. Listen to Uncle Tiki there. Go ahead, Tiki.
The proof is a pretty cool place to watch a hockey game.
Yes.
So we'll take you to a game.
Uh-huh.
We'll get you, because Tracy knows the people over there, because they work with Culture City, Century Inclusive. And then you'll tell us. Then you'll tell us afterwards whether or not you're down with them.
But I think what we have, and I said this the other day. I think what we really need to do is we need to bring him to a Devils game, a Rangers game, and an Islanders game over at UBS, which I've been to for the St. John's Cancy, which is sweet.
He's going
to
be an Islanders fan.
Well, you don't know that.
That arena is ridiculous, dude. The arena's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Garden's the best arena in the world.
Okay. I know, but it's still the Garden.
That's what I'm saying. So you're saying he's going to be hooked on UBS. The Garden's the best. You know you love the Garden. All right, buddy. Daddy's only been here at WFAN for 3 weeks, and I don't know if management loves you coming on the show. I think you did great, and I think that our callers really like it.
You're outstanding.
Let Daddy and Tiki finish up the show, buddy. Give me some.
All right, bye, guys.
Yeah, see you later,
buddy. Little man.
Nice job. All right, David's in Connecticut, and David is on the fan here on Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to ask three things. And first off, what do you think the chances of the Knicks really improving with the trades they made?
Marginal. I think there'll be more action during the summer, myself. Although, I still think there's a chance that, you know, whether it's Turner from the Pacers.
Yep.
Brunson, obviously. I think the big move comes this summer. That's my guess, Dave.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want to do something, Dave, right now at the trade deadline.
Well, I'd be open to the right move.
I mean, to try to... You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to go all in right now if you're the... Would you?
It depends what presents itself, right, Dave?
Yep. Then I got two other questions to ask, which are going to be intriguing.
Yes.
Okay,
Who
Dave.
Would you say the biggest person that ever got away from the Knicks that could have changed their future was?
The biggest player that... Oh, I love
not
this.
Not player or coach or anything.
Oh, okay.
Got away. So what you're asking that was with the Knicks and then
never
left?
Was with the Knicks. But the Knicks almost signed him.
Oh, I see. I got you.
They
made a run for this person.
Okay.
And didn't quite get them.
Okay.
LeBron?
You know what? Nah.
You're over LeBron.
I've been over him for years.
Yeah, but for
over.
But there was a moment where.
Yeah.
I'll give you one hint. He was Jewish.
He was Jewish. Larry Brown's Jewish, and he came, but it was a horrendous year.
Bigger than Larry Brown.
All right, dude. He's one of the best coaches ever. Okay, I'm just going through the thought process, dude.
GM job. I had him in my taxi for 1 hour.
Wow.
Where were you taking him?
Yeah, to the garden for the interview.
To the garden.
Wait a second. You took him for the interview?
Yes, I did.
That's an amazing story. What year is this? 60 what?
this goes way, not that far back, probably about 20-something years ago.
No, it had to be.
I haven't driven in 13 years. I mean, I've had everyone from Muhammad Ali to Peyton Manning.
Anybody a bad tipper, Dave? Who stiffed Dave in Manhattan in the taxi?
Now, I mean, here's a better question for you. You were talking about athletes. Yeah. Who is the best athlete that ever played basketball?
The best athlete that ever played pro, just pure athlete?
Yes,
that is a NBA. Trick question, obviously. No, I got you. I got you.
In our minds, we want to say Jordan.
Well, I'm trying to think of like other Olympic or other multi-sports.
Very good. You're getting close.
Yeah, I'll probably get there if I had more time. Give us the answer,
very
Dave.
Simple.
Go.
Will Chamberlain.
Mm. Okay.
Will Chamberlain, if he wanted to, would have won the decathlon. 46-second quarter mile, 7-foot high jumper.
Wow,
Dave, I appreciate.
I also want to apologize to you if I upset you when I told you how Patrick Ewing was blackballed in the NBA.
Oh, you didn't upset me. I just didn't agree. But no, I'll never get upset over an opinion. Thanks for the call, there, Dave. I appreciate it.
Yeah, let's
get
cool.
upset.
I know.
I only get upset if you come at me, and I got to come at you five times as hard. Dove, did you know that it was Red Auerbach? As he was hinting the
I was thinking coaches, though.
So was I.
I was, too. I was thinking, I was trying to, first I thought players, and then I knew he wasn't talking about a player, so you knew it had to be a coach. I mean,
but when he said Larry Brown and didn't say no player, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, think about this. I mean, you can obviously think of Phil Jackson, but what would Phil Jackson have been without Michael Jordan? I mean, Phil's a coach, not as a GM where he completely bombed.
When did Red Auerbach stop, like, being involved?
In the Celtics?
Just in general, like with this in the sports world,
it's been at least. This is one of those things where the years really bleed together. I might be off.
Has he died in 06?
Yeah, I was going to say. I think it's been at least 18, 20 years before he was really involved. I mean, Danny Ainge has been doing that for a long time.
I know.
So he died.
He died in 06.
15 years ago.
Yeah,
15, a little bit more. 15, and I don't know that he was fully active. Right, I don't believe he was right up until the end. I don't think.
He stayed on as the Celtics president until 97.
Yeah,
and then,
there you go.
And then the front office.
Yeah, because he was with Pitino. That's right.
Vice chairman until 2001.
There you go. So
and
a couple
then,
of years
and then he
before.
He held the president until he died, until he passed away.
I mean, that's one of the most revered figures of all time. It's funny, when the question was first posed, I was thinking, and I was wildly off base because I'm thinking player. You know, not that it really matters, but I thought Rod Strickland was a player that, I don't know why. I mean, I could go down a rabbit hole here. I guess it really doesn't matter. But Rod Strickland was a player who, for whatever, so such a short-sighted move to get rid of Rod Strickland. That was the Mo Cheeks trade,
mm-hmm.
wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Jeez, what were you thinking? 877-3, New York kid, 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan, more calls. And you know what? I think we need to get into a couple of things from the wild card. I mean, we obviously did this most of the show, but I think we need to get back to football. You know, McCarthy, the play call at the end, the Harbaugh, Belichick stuff for the Giants, some other things. We'll obviously get back to football. We'll do that coming up next here on The Fan. Nick Mangold tomorrow, a lot of Jets, Phil Simms this week as well. Really targeting and hoping and somewhat expecting. I think it comes to fruition this week. Joe Douglas for the Jets as well, their GM. The two names that are resonating, different types of energy, different levels of plausibility, mm-hmm. if you will. Jim Harbaugh, you know, succinctly stated, it's a money grab. He's just trying to raise the money. You know, I think he's going to be with the Bears, the Raiders, or Michigan, Russell Wilson.
Which one do you think makes the most sense?
Bears.
If he was going to go to NFL, Bears.
I think it's the Bears.
Well, he said something over the week, or at least people close to him were intimating, that he's really interested in coming to the NFL because he has, quote, unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning he got to the Super Bowl with that Colin Kaepernick team, was 4 yards away from winning the championship, but they kept trying to force it to
Crabtree. Those fades in the back of the end zone.
Dude, you can't run three of them in a row, dude.
You had Frank Gore. You might
turn
want to
around
use
and hand the ball off to Frank Gore. 16,000-yard rusher and obviously one of
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai.
There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of the best, especially at that time.
Yes, that's a while
one
ago.
One of the best in the NFL. But at that time, he was great. He got one touch down in the tight red zone. So there's unfinished business. So of those two teams, the Bears and the Raiders, and I would tend to agree with you that those are the two most relevant and likely targets.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is closer to winning a Super Bowl? The Bears, who kind of, I don't know, short-circuited, maybe they had the wrong coach, or the Raiders, who kind of overachieved and have a roster that has some pretty good talent on it, especially if Darren Waller's healthy and you hold on to Hunter Renfro. Josh Jacobs is a good player. I think it actually might be the Raiders, not the Bears, that are closer to winning a championship.
It's funny. I look at it the other way, and I'll tell you why. And I know that it's been done with the wild card, but mm-hmm. for the most part, you want to win a Super Bowl. You've got to get a bye. You've got to have some home games, usually.
Yep.
And you do that by winning your division. And, like, if I'm Jim Harbaugh, do I want to jump into a division with Mahomes, not even entering his prime, and Herbert? Or do I want to go to the NFC North and say, well, even if Rodgers doesn't leave, he's getting up there,
yeah.
and he hasn't shown the propensity to stay healthy like Brady has, you know, as durable. And then the Vikings situation, head coach, GM, quarterback,
coach, yeah.
and the Lions situation.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd say the Bears.
If you put it in that context, but who they're going to have to fight in the division,
uh-huh.
the Bears are an easier path, if you can get it right.
The only thing I can't prove, but I surmise, I feel like Mark Davis would give him more keys to do whatever he wants with the Raiders.
More power.
More power, yeah. and he's a power-driven person.
Both of those teams.
More so than the Bears.
Most likely will have the GM job open as well. Mayock, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
There hasn't been anything out about him, but likely, if Harbaugh was going to come, they would say, pick your GM or don't have one.
Oh, I would imagine. Rob's in Ormond Beach, and Rob is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Rob, what's happening? How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good, man.
So, let me get you off the speak here. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all good. But don't take
there
your time.
There you go.
But don't, go ahead.
So, let me start you off real quick, guys. Tiki, I am a huge fan of yours going back so long. Brandon.
Thank you, sir.
I've just been listening to you just recently, but I love listening to you guys. And I've been listening to your station forever. But I just wanted, I've listened to you on Rewind, and I'm listening, and your first conversation this morning about Bill Belichick coming to
yep.
the Fan.
Yep.
I mean, to
the Giants.
To the Giants. I'm so in line with you, Brandon, it's not even funny.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it, Rob. Not every Giant fan is with me, which I get, but to at least make the call, Rob.
Really? Yeah, you make the call. I mean, I know you have a lot of insight, Tiki, to what's going on to the Giants, but
yeah.
come on, just a little bit of positive thought there about if we have a chance of getting him.
So how long is Bill Belichick going to coach?
He could coach five more years.
So you're going to take him five more years.
Well, everybody right. had to coach you for 2 years.
Okay, hold on. It's going right. to take you at least two to get everything up to speed. So you got to get the scouting redone or the processes in his liking. Obviously, he's going to make a lot of decisions as well because he'll be kind of de facto GM. Mm-hmm. So this whole GM search you're going through, it's kind of mute, right? So there's so much that has to happen for that to get into
knowing
the right
Bill Belichick, he'll probably have half of that already thought about before he even accepts
yeah,
the
I
job.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. But is he even thinking about it? BT's
don't know.
BT's poor. By the way, Rob, you've heard this nowhere else. Like, nobody else is talking about
it. I started this.
It's not like, oh, I heard a rumor that there's a report that Bill Belichick would be entertaining coming to the Jets. This is out of Brandon's head. From a Jet fan, by the way.
When I heard it, that made me feel so good. I got to tell you, I'm going through a lot of medical treatments lately, and I don't get a chance to listen a lot, but
boy, when I heard that, I was like, holy cow.
Well, blessings to you, man. Blessings to you, Rob. Yeah. Hope everything is well with you.
Yep.
It is. I'm great. I'm going great. So,
attaboy. That's great. Good job, Rob.
I just wanted to throw that in there. I know you got a lot more calls.
It's all good. You'll feel even better when Belichick is announced as the head coach of the New York Giants with a nice succession plan in the waiting there. You know? I mean, listen, let's face it. There's something happening. You know, R.J. Barrett, I get on him, unlock him.
Yeah.
Julius Randle, implore him to apologize to us. He apologizes. And now I'm telling the Giants to pick up the phone and at least call Bill Belichick. And watch. They'll call him. They'll call him. Watch. 877-337-6666. So I know that I've kind of hijacked this, and it is, by the way, I told Tiki this 3 or 4 years ago on the old show that I know nobody cares about here, but
yeah.
This is not me just going on FEN saying, well, you know, what could I throw out to get some calls?
Yeah, you said that before the Giants hired Joe Judge.
I did say that before the Giants, and it was always based on his reverence for the franchise, this unflinching, this so over-the-top infatuation for a guy who was rarely over-the-top with anything about a franchise that means so apparently, so obviously,
well, it's because
so much
it's where
to him.
He got his start.
And
where,
how do you not make that call?
That's where he first made his name for himself, was with the Giants.
Correct.
As a master tactician. And obviously having to deal with some, or not deal with, but have at his disposal, because I think Bill Parcells had to deal with the LTs of the world.
Oh, God.
But he had the LTs at his disposal. Right, to manage and manipulate and create, you know, these great defenses.
Our buddy Carl Banks, who's always great
Carl
when he
Banks
joins us.
Carl Banks is amazing. Great. All those
Carson,
guys.
Carson, Reasons.
They were just...
They were so good.
It's a different era, man, linebacker. Those dudes are so big. Mm-hmm. Like, when you see them now, you still realize how... I mean, these dudes were massive.
Jim Burt was a big boy. I saw a graphic. It was on some Twitter account where they had a screenshot. I guess it was on YouTube where they saw... I think it was the early 90s or late 80s. I think it was late 80s.
They play it.
And they had a screenshot, and I'm guessing it was CBS because Fox wasn't around then. I think it was CBS. It looked like CBS's font and graphics. And it had what was like the slug? Like knockout shots? The quarterbacks that the Giants knocked out of games. And they like illuminating it in a way that was like
glorifying.
Glorification of headshots and trauma and injuries. Amazing how much it's changed. Those guys had a license to do whatever they wanted.
That's right.
And they were doing it on concrete turf. The Vet, the Meadowlands, the Houston Astrodome with the Oilers. I mean, these places, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What do you mean?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
I did it on the Vet and Giant Stadium for the first couple of years as well.
Yes, you did. You did it well. 877-337-6666. All right. More calls. We'll wrap it up. We got about 20 more minutes here, and then it's Carton Roberts on, even though it's a holiday, it's a fairly busy Monday. Got some good stuff brewing. We'll wrap it up next with your calls, Tiki and Tierney on The Fan.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Siri, play WFAN.
All right, Tiki and Tierney back on The Fan coming up at 2. Up next, Carton and Roberts. So they'll bring you home all day and all night, drive home. Although not many people on the road today with the holiday, which is always nice.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get back to the phones here, Tiki, it's time for our daily pick, the Tiki and Tierney daily pick, brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Wind Creek Bethlehem, it's go time. You know what? I'm going to take the 3.5 points tonight. I'm going to give you a little axe with the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not fully trusting Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Why would you?
No, you can't. Sometimes he's great at moments, Matthew Stafford, this year. And then other times he throws some confounding interceptions.
Yeah, remember that Titans game on Sunday night where he was just throwing, he was just basically chucking and ducking.
Throwing it up.
Yeah.
Like winging a prayer.
Mm-hmm. So, I wouldn't go heavy on this game, to be fair. But if I had to put a little something down, and maybe I will.
It's always hard,
I'd take the 3.5.
Division games in the postseason are always hard. It's just really,
that's true.
It's really unpredictable.
That's true. We've seen some with Seattle and the Niners. Yeah, no, I got you. Let's get Milton, who's in Brooklyn, and Milton's on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. Milt, what's going on, Milt?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Nope. I'm going to tell you the player that the Knicks always, in my mind, should have never let go. And I want to, after that, I want to ask TK a question about his brother.
Okay.
And Tierney, I got a question. I got to tell you something about the Hall of Fame, and then I'll be gone.
All right, well, let's keep it moving. All right, listen. Go ahead.
All right, listen. The player they should have never let go because he was in Pippen's head was the X-Man, Xavier McDaniel. I don't know why they didn't bring that man back. He was in their head. He was a tough guy. It was just the stupidest thing that they didn't re-sign that guy. TK, I don't even know why they didn't re-sign. Yeah. I think he went to the Celtics.
Well, here's
that's the number one. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's a new book out about, and we have it, BT, about the like the Pat Riley's.
The
era.
Garden. The
what's it called?
Herring is the author.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They explain it in the book what happened. So they wanted to re-sign Xavier McDaniel, but they had to get him on a player exemption. And so they waited too long, and people started getting in his head, like, they don't really want you. They're signing other people. And so he bounced on them. So it was a lack of communication, basically.
Yeah, he fit us well too. Yeah. And the only thing,
I agree with that, though. He was great.
But it's not like he was 27. I think the Knicks got him. He was like 32, 33. Yeah. Not that he was completely washed, but
no, it was just that. Yeah, I remember that year. He was in Pippen's head.
I liked him.
Yeah, and Tiki, did you and your brother ever do a switcheroo? Maybe your brother was sick, he couldn't play, and you threw on the uniform the coach didn't know. Did
Never.
You go to school for him ever once?
Never. You know did why? You because I couldn't play backwards, and I wouldn't trust him doing what I had to do.
You know what's funny, Milton? By the way, and yeah. I'll let you get the Hall of Fame thing. Switcheroo, I'm thinking prom night. By the way, I've asked Tiki that question. How do you have a twin brother and not pull that off once when you're a kid? Come on, Tiki.
I am not a kiss and tell.
Oh, God. Now, what would you think about the Hall of Fame, Milton? Come on.
All right, Hall of Fame real quick. Yeah. Do you think there should be tiers? How could Harold Baines and Babe Ruth be in the Hall of Fame and be considered equal? Should there be a tier A? You got Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, blah, blah, blah. And maybe a tier three? You got guys like Harold Baines.
No. You know, here's the answer, Milton. Thanks for the call there, buddy. Appreciate it. Tiers are ridiculous, but to me, and it's too late because, and I'm not trying to disparage Harold Baines. Listen, I watched Harold Baines.
BT, I remember saying this when it happened. Go ahead, finish.
My entire life, I remember when when he first came up. I was just getting into baseball, and Harold Baines was good.
Yeah,
I mean the fact that Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame is a joke.
Let me ask you something. He's the first DH, right, in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, and Edgar, and obviously Edgar. Yeah, DH wasn't born till 1973 with Ron Bloomberg.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember saying this when it happened on their national show. This is a precedent that they're setting so that when Big Poppy comes up, there is not people aren't going to be up in arms.
Mm-hmm. And Edgar Martinez. But those guys are Edgar Martinez, I was afraid of him more than I was Griffey
as
a Yankee fan.
Think about this from the NFL perspective, NFL Hall of Fame. It's different, obviously, but the special teamers have a really hard time.
Like Tasker
and
the guys who return.
Getting into the Hall of Fame. And Devin Hester is up this year.
Mm.
Devin Hester, if he gets into the Hall of Fame, will be the only returner ever in the NFL Hall of Fame. Because there's no returning. You don't return the ball anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kickoffs most certainly don't. Punts, it's all these like Australian kickers, and you watch it, you could literally call illegal man downfield on every punt in the NFL because these guys, they roll out to the side, right? And then they kick it as, you know, 5 seconds later, 4 seconds later. There's no returning.
Mm-hmm.
So if Devin Hester is in the Hall of Fame, he's going to be the only returner in the Hall of Fame.
It took Ray Guy forever to get in the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
You know, listen, and more directly with Milton, I'm not a believer in tiers. What I am a firm believer in is that there should just be much
more selective.
Yes, much stricter. The way the Hall of Fame was meant to be, mm-hmm. we've gotten away from that. And, you know, we don't really have time to get into the weeds on this, but fundamentally I'll say how somebody's not a Hall of Famer 7 years ago, and suddenly he accrues enough votes. And I understand there's a process, and guys fall off the ballot. You get a few more votes, and eventually you might get 75%. I understand it. I'm just saying I disagree with it. Harold Baines was not a great baseball player. He was good.
For the business of the Hall of Fame. I'm talking about, forget the accolades of being in the Hall of Fame, but the business of the Hall of Fame. You can't have a year like we did, 4 years ago, where there was nobody? Was it maybe 5 years ago? Remember, nobody got into the Hall of Fame 1 year. You can't have that for the business of the Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
So I think
I think that's why you maybe get some dilution.
Yeah. I mean,
because I remember that. We talked about that. Yeah. Like, nobody's in the Hall of Fame.
Part of it's circumstantial, but there's been other situations where guys who were not great players were up on that podium with those who clearly were.
Yeah.
Now, not every class is going to be like Robin Yount and Nolan Ryan and, you know, Jeter, no-brainer. I get it. But, I mean, some of these guys, now we're at the point, I've seen every one of these guys play.
Yeah.
And I was watching these ceremonies when I was a kid, you know, guy, and, you know, just knowing the game and really loving the game. But now I've seen every player with my own eyes that's up outside of the veteran stuff. I mean, Harold Baines, I'm not here to disparage the guy, but on no planet is that guy a Hall of Famer. He was a one-trick pony who was, you know, he couldn't run. He had bad knees. He didn't really have a position for him. He was a lefty stick who was good. But Hall of Fame stopped, not even close.
Paving the way for Big Poppy.
But Big Poppy was at least a great player.
I'm just telling you.
All right. Jim's in Manhattan, and Jim is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Jimmy, what's happening?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey.
You know, like a big bank or any company, you've got to realize the Giants owners are businessmen, and they owed Shurmur and McAdoo for a few years, so I think they hired a first-time coach who hadn't been a defensive or offensive coordinator, got him at a lower salary.
Possibly.
And the Giants are still on the hook for two or three ex-coaches, and I don't see them spending what it's going to take for a Belichick or a Harbaugh.
That's an interesting thought. The economics of it from a coaching standpoint are you're right, they're not talked about enough. Because you assume that there's just so much money that it doesn't matter when you fire a coach. But when you fire a coach, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. They can afford it.
Of course they can afford it. But do they want to afford it?
That I can't answer. Probably not. There's probably some instincts on that call. Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Let's get Brian, who's in Paterson, New Jersey. Brian's on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Brian, what's going on, dude?
Hey, Tiki and Tierney. How you guys doing? Hey.
We're all good, Brian. What's happening?
How are you?
Yeah, so I was reading a report from Jordan Show saying that Deshaun Watson and Brian Flores could be linked together. What do you guys think are the possibility of them coming to New York?
Yeah, so we hit that earlier. I mean, I don't see it happening. I think that there is a lot that needs to get worked out with the Deshaun Watson situation. Obviously, the NFL needs to do the teams in the league some favors and give them some clarity. There's no clarity. If you're a team and you're even thinking about Deshaun Watson, you're going in completely blind because the NFL has chosen to not suspend, but not even really comment. The investigation is kind of just stagnant. It's just sitting there in purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're an NFL team thinking about Deshaun Watson, you have no clarity on what's going to happen. He could get suspended for the entire year. So you're going to give up some assets for Deshaun Watson and not have him until 2023? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And so until that gets solved, it's great to talk about Brian Flores and Deshaun Watson mutually wanting to, you know, link together, but it's not happening because it doesn't make any sense.
Unless
it happens in Houston, where Brian Flores, at least according to reports, is the top dog down there.
Yeah. Did you see Josh McDaniels doesn't have a single interview lined up? Did you see that?
I did.
Interesting.
I think
not a single interview.
Well, I mean, it's not dissimilar to
Mac Jones was pretty good as a rookie.
Yeah, but it's not about that. I think it's not dissimilar to Eric Bieniemy. Remember, because when we talked to who do we tab?
It was Rappaport.
Rappaport, how Eric Bieniemy only has one interview lined up.
I know.
For the last two cycles, he's been the hottest candidate out there.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you become, you know, not the hottest candidate out there.
People say, "Well, why are you still out there? Why weren't you hired?"
That's right. That's
it changes
right.
And
it's
quick.
It's not fair, no. But it's just the reality of the process.
It is what it is. Winston's in Queens. Last call of the day. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. Winston, what you got?
Listen, I was close friends with a member of the New York Knicks back in the 90s.
Who?
Yeah.
And
who?
I don't want to mention names.
Give me names or we don't continue the call.
Give me death.
Anthony Mason.
Oh, Mace. Rest in peace. Yeah. Love Mace.
And basically, it was from his ears to God, his mouth to God's ears.
Yep.
It was common knowledge that Xavier McDaniels' agent was the same agent as Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They
shared the same agent.
Yep. Falk.
And Xavier McDaniels had punished Chicago and gotten into Scottie Pippen's head so much that his agent had to, he was messing with Michael's, his money. His money man was Michael.
Okay.
He had to get Xavier out of New York because he saw Xavier stopping Chicago and Michael. He had to get Xavier out of New York under any circumstances.
So he became the sacrificial lamb?
Pardon me?
He became the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, he's saying he rerouted him. But wow. The Celtics weren't as far as the Knicks were. He went to the Celtics after that, I believe. Yeah.
Yes.
That's interesting, Winston.
Listen, that's what I heard for years.
Never heard that.
I didn't either.
I think I've heard everything about the Knicks, especially from that era. I never heard that. I mean, it makes sense.
And I forgot the agent. Who knows? He was a super agent.
It was Falk.
David Falk.
Yeah, he was Patrick Ewing's agent.
I know.
Jordan's agent. Yep. And Xavier's agent.
Hmm. I didn't know that he had X-Men. By the way, those X-Men, I'll give you $100 if you know what kind of sneakers Xavier McDaniel wore back in the day. You know, you have no idea.
No. Adidas.
No. Not a bad guess. Fairly obvious.
I mean, there's only like four brands you could choose from.
Well, back then it was only a couple. Come on, give me a name. Come on, think of an old school off-the-radar name.
Skechers?
No, that was a little bit more new. That was like skateboard. Keds. I mean, nobody was rocking Keds. I mean, my dad wore Keds as a kid.
Converse?
No. Now we're getting into the territory. No,
Reeboks?
Not the weapons. No, not Reeboks. You ready?
Go ahead.
A Tonics. And you know how I remember that?
No.
Well, I think Dominique had Brooks, and you sneakerheads are loving this, and he had a Tonics. And I remember one of my CYO teams, St. Mark's, we were green and gold. And this is when he was with the Seattle Supersonics, and his sneakers were green and gold. And there was this place on Avenue I, Sneaker Corner, that was renowned, awesome, awesome spot. And they were one of the few places that had a Tonics green and yellow, green and gold. So I scooped them up, and they matched the CYO uniform.
Nice.
So I always remember that he had a Tonics. Yes, Dove. Dove, do you have any sneakers? Any Jordans?
I have totally New Balance. That's it.
New Balance. So you have the New Balance contract. I got you. They inked you when you were a young, up-and-coming star.
I have bad feet, and they're the best of my feet.
All right. That's...
We don't need to imagine your feet.
Just tell us what you have. We don't need to hear about the hammer toes and the corns. What do you got, Hoff? You're a young guy, somewhat.
I'm rocking the cons.
Converse cons?
Yeah.
I like the black and white ones?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, let me see those. I didn't even notice them.
Nice.
I used to love those sneakers. Converse cons are dope. They were right before the weapons. I can't see the chair. Converse cons? Oh, wait, no. We are talking a different. Let me see. No, those are Chuck Taylors, dude.
Oh,
what a difference. Get out of here. I'm thinking Converse cons from the 8, like the, oh, dude.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What
are the Converse cons? What are the Converse
cons? Look them up. Google. Check them out. They're black and white. Then the Converse weapons that Bird used to have.
I know the weapons.
Yeah, you know the weapons. Remember the commercial with Bird and Magic?
Yeah.
I walked away with the MVP. Magic's in the limo and Bird the Hick is wearing the tight shorts in Indiana. That was a great commercial.
Are you talking about the high top cons?
Yes. I'm not talking about Converse Chuck Taylors. That's for damn sure. Oh, we got to get the show up to speed. I mean, wow.
Look at this ugly Converse.
Which one?
The Run Star Motion.
Let me see if I've seen the Converse StarTex. Oh, those are gross. Those are absolutely hideous.
Those are gross.
Those are horrendous.
The Run Star Motion.
Those are bad.
Yeah.
Where's my music, Dove? Oh, look at Dove on top of it. All right. That's about wrapping up. I would like to thank our guest today, Colton Tierney. Did a great job, buddy. I got the cards, +3.5. I think the Rams find a way to win it, but we'll see, right?
I'm gonna say the Rams have a better shot than the Cardinals to win. I'm gonna go with the Rams as well.
Okay, all right, Knicks, let's get it together, buddy. It's Martin Luther King Day. We win. We throw punches like Camby when he went to throw a punch at one of the Spurs and he basically hit Van Gundy in the head. We win these games. Let's go. We're down by 14. I don't like it. Carden Roberts coming up next here on The Fan at 2. All day, all night. Stick with them. Teek, I'll see you tomorrow, bud.
Yep, be good, brother.
Awesome. You too. Everybody have an outstanding Martin Luther King Monday. Get us on Twitter, Teek and Tierney. We'll catch you tomorrow at 10. Carden Roberts on deck. We'll see you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.